Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Busy as always, Edmundo.
Well, let's start kick off with a case that you yourself have been working on for almost 5 years, and that's a case of a double murder that took place in 2013.
That's correct, Edmundo. Philemon Varela Jr. was 16 when he shot and killed his two cousins, Eric Vega Jr., who was 19, and Jose Chuggy Varela, who was 17, on Chuggy's 17th birthday, August 30th, 2013. Philemon is now 21. His case has been held up in the Supreme Court for 3.5 years. He's been held at the Grant County Detention Center for nearly 5 years, awaiting trial. On Monday, we had the first day of testimony after jury selection in the morning. The jury heard from 8 witnesses Monday afternoon.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, the defense put on their case, claiming self-defense. Philemon testified Tuesday saying that he was threatened, that Chuggy pulled a gun, so he pulled a gun, which is why he, responded and shot and killed both of them. The OMI doctor will testify on Wednesday, and they expect the case to go to the jury that afternoon, and we could have a verdict by the end of the day.
And what are the possible verdicts that could come of this?
The jury will be considering a first-degree murder, second-degree murder, or a voluntary manslaughter, or, of course, a not guilty because of the self-defense.
Okay, let's move on to some good news because we can always use good news. And this is
Yes.
an actual real feel-good story about a church that's 130 years old, been closed for some time, just reopened.
Yes. The Holy Cross Church in Pinos Altos, New Mexico, has been closed for about 25 years. Parishioners and people in the area had requested it be reopened. The Bishop Cantu came from Las Cruces, and Saturday they had a rededication ceremony. The church was filled to the brim. They had to set up folding chairs, and the Mass will now continue on the third Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock, and the people in the area are just thrilled. There were a lot of Catholics in Pinos Altos back in the day. There's a lot of family buried in the cemetery there. The neighbors are just thrilled that the church has been reestablished.
That's real good news. Let us talk to Ben Fisher, who has been diligently working on the hospital in Grant County. Ben, what is the latest on Gila Regional Medical Center?
Well, the hospital recently kind of pulled the trigger on the plan that they had been in the works for some time. The new administration includes a brand new chief financial officer named Richard Stokes, who, when he arrived just in February, began to get a full picture of just how much the billing department had been losing Gila Regional over the last few years. And so he recommended for the that the Gila Regional Board of Trustees outsource the billing and collections department to Health Resources Group, a company out of Spokane, Washington, that he had worked with before. The move, which came into effect the middle of last week, cut 13 positions from the business office of Gila Regional. Only 12 of those were filled. But it essentially emptied out the billing and collections departments, which left those employees obviously very upset. But HRG, the company that the board contracted with, had found that the billing had lost what they estimate to be an annual $4.5 million for Gila Regional. So even though the contract with the company will cost the hospital $1.4 million, this still could, if it was right, be a lot of savings for the hospital that's in such financial trouble.
Okay, Ben, we'll be following up on the hospital in the upcoming weeks. Let's move on to an issue that is big in Grant County, and that is Freeport-McMoRan.
Absolutely. Freeport-McMoRan, the copper and gold giant globally, released their first quarterly financial report here recently. And in there, there's really good news for Freeport as a global corporation. Their sales and their production and the price of copper all went way up this quarter, which help them release a freeze of dividends, even if it is for 5 cents a share, to their shareholders. What we learned, though, when you dig into the report, is that less and less of that is coming from Grant County's two operating copper mines. Here, both sales and production are considerably down from even last quarter of 2017, which was down from the third quarter of that year as well.
Okay, Ben. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Absolutely.